You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Imagine you're me and you're reading the New York Times with literal scumbags who got caught doing a fake illegal auction a year and a half ago, claiming it was legally sold to them. It was all made up, and the judge says it's illegal and shuts it down. And then they kick it into state court and they put a receiver in who won't pay the bills, even though the money's there, won't shut us down because they know they have liability because it's still being fought in state court. And the Supreme Court signaled they're going to shoot it down. And then I get to sit here and read them saying, we're going to lie like Alex Jones for money. And they're going to have a satire site where they pose as me and say, I'm a criminal. And they're going to tell outrageous lies, saying it's satire, and then attribute it to me. They've already said this before, but they say it even more here. They tried it 2 years ago when they just ordered the place shut down one Friday night, May 31st, and sent in armed guards, and there was no court order. The guards go, yeah, we're not going to do it. I called the head of the company. They said, yeah, somebody says he's from the Justice Department, do it. We're not going to. And the judge fired all those people when that happened. And then the Trump Justice Department, 8 months ago, this hasn't hit the news, sent out six letters. Only one of the letters hit the news. One of the other letters went to the federal court and to the U.S. trustee. And as soon as the judge saw that, he said, I'm done. I'm kicking this in state court. Still a bunch of other stuff held up in there. And I'm not saying Lopez is bad. He was just done. He's not involved in anything we ever saw. In fact, he held these people off. But the Justice Department investigation, they're just like, we want this off our desk, boom. Now these people are at the state level. And I'm going to read you this article and hand the baton to Matt Bracken when we come back. But they jumped the gun on this because they know they've got major liability. They shut this place down without it being clear that they have the title because it's federally and above the district court stayed at the federal and state level. They're not supposed to do this. And they're in the New York Times saying we are weeks away from taking over InfoWars to misrepresent that we're Alex Jones and show how he's a criminal. And then in the first person, they've got one of these so-called comedians that I guess on Adult Swim got Sam Hyde fired, talking like he's me, saying for 35 years I've lied to you to make money, and now I'm just being honest about it. What does that mean? What, I'm opposing glyphosate and poison shots and war with Iran and Russia and promoting national sovereignty, and then they want the name and the logo to literally try to misrepresent and say they're me, and say it's all hidden behind satire. Think of the Sandy Hook family's money. You mean out of 20 families, four families that run the big foundations that raise $300 million? No, good God, $300 million off me? Say that number, it doesn't sound real. Yeah, look it up. That's what it is in the federal filings, saying I was victimizing him. Did none of this to him. And they also got Justice Department money to sue me. That came out in federal documents. Run by the FBI and CIA, and this is just the ongoing crap and the ongoing stuff that's going on, and I'm glad they jumped the gun on this, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Man, that's why it's so important you support the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own, that they can't get. If we can continue on air, continue to fight these people. Wait till I read you this article and play you this, quote, trailer with one of these buffoons shooting his mouth off and bragging about what they plan to do, stealing my identity to misrepresent it. Just absolute disgusting garbage.
what's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
For years, I've been telling you guys never to take no for an answer, right? You know, to keep pushing, to never hang up the phone until you get what you want. Because you all deserve it. You know, this deal that I'm about to sign, the is that, you know? I'll tell you what it is. It's me taking no for an answer, you know? It's them selling me, not the other way around. It's me being a hypocrite is what it is. So, you know what? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. The show goes on. This is my home. They're gonna need a wrecking ball to take me out of here. They're gonna need to send in the national guard, the SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere.
I learned this about 20 minutes ago. Just talked about lawyers. They just got the filing. It's accurate. Bloomberg's backed the Onion. He's with the CIA, DOJ. It's all been released in court. Funded all the lawsuits against me, all this total criminal stuff. Trump has now backed it. Put Todd Blanche in there that killed the federal investigations into what they did 6-7 months ago. So now we got Trump backing all this. Just more betrayal. Just shows you what's happened. So sad. And then I get to see this, the New York Times. They say they're taking my identity to misrepresent and say that they're me and that I'm a liar and that I admit to everyone I'm a liar so they can defame me hiding behind satire. Well, what you got yourselves is a bunch of lawsuits. And I'm already suing the people involved for civil rights violations. And the listeners are going to support me at thealexjonesstore.com so I can do this. There's Variety. The Onion says it has a deal to take over Alex Jones InfoWars, plans to relaunch it, a parody of itself. So here's one of the people involved in this from Adult Swim acting like he's me. And I'll read you some of his quotes out of the New York Times and we'll hand it over to Matt Bracken. Here it is.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that global tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedon have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it being a real estate broker service or a cryptocurrency exchange market, a place to store pictures, most like a Dropbox account. Not sure, a lot of ideas, but very excited to take this on. And just want to wish everyone, extend a hand of friendship and grace as we proceed through this process. It's not going to be easy, but I can assure you that we have our best intentions in mind. We are in the city of brotherly love, and I want to extend that sentiment to all our friends over there, longtime fans and consumers of the InfoWars products. We've got some exciting products coming as well. We're working with a company that will enable you to turn your urine into gold. So stay tuned for more information about that. And stay with us. Stay updated on InfoWars for more information as this story develops.
Well, so here's the filing. Overhead shot, please. Here with the judge that ran the show trial. And now let's read what he said to the New York Times, Tim Heidecker and others involved in this, about how they're going to misrepresent who I am. Identity theft. Wearing my skin. Well, you guys just know this. It's like nuclear testing, waking up Godzilla. It's not going to go well. Just put it to you that way. And you're Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, not violently. The Onion signs new deal to take over InfoWars. A new deal which would allow The Onion to use the InfoWars name and website address must be approved by a Texas judge. Oh, what happened in the federal thing? They got kicked out and the judge said it was illegal. The Onion has a new plan to take over InfoWars. You have been, nothing in the New York Times about how they failed before, though. You have been granted access to your keyboard to continue reading. The Onion, a satirical news outlet, wants to convert the right-wing InfoWars into a parody of itself. Credit Jamie Kelter Davis of the New York Times. When InfoWars, the website founded by right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, came up for sale 2 years ago, an unlikely suitor stepped in. The Onion, a satirical news outlet, planned to convert the site into a parody of itself. The sale was scuttled by bankruptcy court because it wasn't a real sale. Now The Onion has reemerged as the new plan, licensing the website from Gregory Milligan, the court-appointed manager of the site. On Monday, Mr. Milligan asked Maya Guerra Gamble, a judge in Texas Travis County District Court overseeing the disposition of InfoWars, to approve the license agreement in court filing. By the way, he won't allow a sale to the public to get a lot more money. No, because good guys will get it. The Onion's parent company, so again, on Monday, Mr. Milligan asked Maya Guerra Soros Judge Gamble, a judge in Texas Travis County District Court overseeing the disposition of InfoWars, to approve the licensing agreement in a court filing. Under the terms, The Onion's parent company, Global Tetrahedron, would pay $81,000 a month to license InfoWars.com and associated intellectual property, even though that's not authorized, it's still under appeal, such as the name, for an initial 6 months with an option to renew for another 6 months. The licensing deal has been agreed to by The Onion and the court-appointed administrator, but it is not effective until Judge Guerra Gamble approves it, and Mr. Jones could appeal the ruling. Gonna happen. That means the fate of InfoWars remains in limbo till the court rules, probably sometime in the next 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, right. Mr. Jones continues to operate InfoWars.com and host its weekday program, The Alex Jones Show. Mr. Jones had no immediate comment because we didn't see that question. The battle over InfoWars has been a long and fraught saga. Mr. Jones, a notorious peddler of lies and invective, has used his bully pulpit for more than a year to crusade against The Onion's efforts to take over the platform. I know a judge said it was fraud. The site is in limbo because of a series of defamation lawsuits against Mr. Jones, followed by families, you mean Democrat Party PR firms that made $300 million off me using my name, victims of the mass shooting 2012 in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, which Mr. Jones falsely claimed was a hoax, barely ever even covered it. Internet said it wasn't true. People who believed his lies that the shooting was staged subjected the families to years of online abuse, harassment, and death threats. No evidence was ever shown of that. I was found guilty by both judges in Texas and Connecticut before they even had a show trial. In 2018, the families of two Sandy Hook families sued Mr. Jones for defamation in Texas. See, it's not the families, it's two families. This is four people. I said four families, two families, four people. 2018, the families of two Sandy Hook families sued Mr. Jones for defamation in Texas, where InfoWars is based, and relatives of another eight victims sued in Connecticut. In 2022, a jury in Texas awarded the plaintiff's victim $50 million. It's $45 million, actually. which violates the statutes of Texas and be overturned. Mr. Jones declared bankruptcy later that year. A trial pitting him against the parents of a second victim was delayed indefinitely by that move. Later that year, a jury awarded the families and former law enforcement officer, that's the FBI head counsel that I never even said his name, that ran the operation for the DOJ. Later that year, the jury awarded, he got $130 million in imaginary money. Later that year, a jury awarded the families and a former law enforcement officer who sued Mr. Jones, Connecticut, a total of $1.4 billion. Mr. Jones appealed the Connecticut verdict, largest defamation award in history, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which did not hear it. But see, it's in a Texas court. They bound the two judgments together, so if one falls, they both fall. To help satisfy Mr. Jones' debts to the Sandy Hook families and other creditors, Judge Christopher Lopez, U.S. Bankruptcy Court, ordered in mid-2024 a court-appointed trustee to sell off equipment, intellectual property, and other assets owned by Free Speech Systems, InfoWars' parent company. In late 2024, a sealed bid, silent auction, not a real auction, drew only two contenders. The Onion's parent and a company associated with Mr. Jones, the trustee and the families, chose the Onion's bid, which is way lower, despite its potential to yield less cash than the rival company. Mr. Jones and his lawyers cried foul. Judge Lopez intervened, saying that the process was opaque and that the Onion's bid was not obviously superior. He rejected plans to do over the auction, instead directing the families to seek liquidation through Judge Gamble's court in Texas, where the first defamation case was heard and won. In August, Judge Gamble ruled that a court-appointed administrator would take over and sell InfoWars assets, ripping the door to the Onion. "We're working on it," Ben Collins, then chief executive, former top censor at MSNBC, a global tetrahedron, wrote in a social media on the same day as Gamble's ruling. The Onion's proposal, $486,000 in its initial six-month term, does little to satisfy the enormous damages, yes, awarded the Sandy Hook families. The families have been fighting to collect. Mr. Jones, they have no money. They just make this up. Billions of dollars they want. The families have been fighting to collect since Mr. Jones filed for personal and business bankruptcy. Mr. Jones is expected to lose access to a studio and equipment as part of the deal, Mr. Collins said. And it goes on from there. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Onion plans to turn InfoWars, this is stealing my identity, into a comedy site with satirical echoes of the fringe conspiracy theories that Mr. Jones is known for. Tim, how do you say his name again? Heidecker, one of the comedians behind Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job, on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, has been hired to serve as creative director of InfoWars. He said his initially plans to parody Mr. Jones' whole modus operandi, which means misrepresent who I am. Mr. Heidecker has been working on his impressions of Mr. Jones, but eventually, when that joke gets old, Mr. Heidecker said he hopes to turn InfoWars into a destination for independent and experimental comedy. "I just thought it would be just a beautiful joke if we could take this pretty toxic, negative, destructive force of InfoWars and rebrand it as this beautiful place for our creativity," Mr. Heidecker said in an interview during a recent trip to Philadelphia. He traveled to the Liberty Bell to film a video of his character as a new creative director of InfoWars. Yep, keep counting your chickens there, son. The goal of the families, you mean the Democrat Party operatives and their money-making operations that raised $300 million off my name, the goal of the families has always been to prevent Jones from being able to cause harm at scale. You mean censor me. That way he did against them, said Chris Manny, the lawyer, who's a former Justice Department prosecutor, who argued the Connecticut family's case in court. The deal with the Onion promises to significantly degrade his power to do that. Degrade my future speech, civil rights violation, abusive process. Oh, they admit it. The Onion also plans to sell merchandise and share the proceeds with the Sandy Hook families. You mean the Democrat Party operatives that run charities and raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. "We're excited to lie constantly." This is what he says, implying it's me. "We're excited to lie constantly for cold, hard cash, but this time in a cool way, and we'll make sure some of it gets back to the families." Oh, so they're going to make money off lies, claiming it's me lying, so it's okay if they do it. "While broadcast programming is out of my lane," Mr. Matty said. Oh, they're dreaming of being TV producers. "Satire and human can be universal, and their programming can be of interest to Jones' former audience and help bring them out of the dark. That would be wonderful." Oh, they're going to deprogram you. Okay. "In the meantime, the company has been filming satirical videos in anticipation of the court's ruling. One of them features a fictional anchor from the Satirical Onion News website, Jim Haggerty, who defects from the mainstream media to become a conspiracy monger. He will be played by the actor Brad Holbrook. For 35 years, I was part of the problem, Mr. Haggerty intoned in a dramatic trailer released by The Onion. Guys, get that trailer, please. But now I'm free to cooperate. Shackles, and my own business is freedom. Benjamin Mullen reports on the Times and the major companies. So Elizabeth Williamson has just always been the attack dog, putting on her disinfo and lies about me. She does the Alex Jones beat. And they got The Onion in a new article they put out. At long last, InfoWars is ours. Yeah, we learned the lawyers for the other side write the judge's filings, write her rulings. So I guess they already think it's a set deal. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that now. We'll see about that. All right, that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, Matt Bracken takes over. And in about 39 minutes, the war room with Harrison Smith. And so we're going to ride this thing till the wheels come off, and then we're going to fight them in court every step of the way. That's why your support at thealexandstore.com is critical. I don't own that. It's nothing to do with these people, but it is funding our operations, everything we're doing. We need your legal defense, all of it, your support right now, thealexandstore.com. Take action. Some of the best supplements and most incredible selection of Patriot apparel anywhere at thealexandstore.com. That's the bat signal. Take action. You're fighting for your own future, your own First Amendment. They're trying to get through me to get to you, like Trump old said back during the earlier Trump. It's absolutely true. They got to get through me to get to you. I need your support right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Matt Bracken, take over. Matt, unmute yourself. You
know, in baseball, my wife's from Philly, and we just watched a losing Phillies game. You know, there's pitchers that used to play nine innings. That's very rare now. Pitcher pitches nine innings because the managers just say, you know, look, maybe he can finish the game, but it'll wreck his arm. Then there's guys that come in and, like, you know, a deep reliever that, like, he comes in to, like, get one or two outs. And that's where I am. For me to come in at, like, you know, 8.5 innings to throw a few pitches, it's a great honor of mine. And I can't even imagine the pressure that has been on you for the last decade, 5 years. It's unimaginable. It would crush, it would destroy people. You know, you've often mentioned the deals that have been made. Hey, we'll give you X million, you go on this network and mostly say what you believe, but occasionally read from our script, and you've never taken it. The flip side of that is the crushing, destructive power of this lawfare. So, I mean, I was listening to the callers in the last hour, couple hours, and, you know, yeah, where's Alex been? Alex has been on the rack being tortured. You know, Alex is getting the hot coal treatment and the bamboo under the fingernails treatment for years. And I know that I couldn't have withstood this. I couldn't have, the pressure from family, from your own weakness would have been just, it's enough. You've done enough. Punt. Just take a vacation. Go on leave. Nobody will fault you. Nobody can be expected to take this kind of treatment forever. You know, you've got to think about your own self. You got to think about your own family. Don't be destroyed for this. And Alex has never folded. I mean, the pressure, I can't even imagine. I know that I would have folded. I mean, I would have used the excuse of my family and said, you know, well, I mean, like, I would fight, but I don't want to drag my kids and my wife and, you know, through this. So I'm just going to take a time out. Alex has never taken a time out, and he's never folded up and said, maybe we can compromise. But what they're doing now with this Onion thing It's so lame. This might have worked 20 years ago when there were only a couple networks. You know, when you think about it, Alex really invented this whole public access thing, what, when he was like, you know, practically a kid, but, and built it up from there. This doesn't work anymore. You can't parody Alex Jones and make it stick. The parody of Alex Jones will become a breeding ground for parody. Like the PJ Media videos that Alex has made and with, gosh, I can't remember his real name, with the crazy shirts and hair, you can't parody something effectively anymore because your lame Saturday Night Live level parody becomes a subject of parody. It's like reverse parody. So it's not going to work. And it doesn't matter what name or logo. They could, if they try to steal the InfoWars logo and put up these lame parody guys, they become a joke. They themselves become a joke. And the thinking that if we put some guy doing a parody of Alex Jones, Alex has never been afraid of this. Alex himself puts up, you know, guys that make the Turn the Frogs Gay video, rap rave music videos. Alex puts them on. You can't hurt a guy that can laugh at his own self. You can't damage Alex Jones with parody because Alex Jones parodies his own self all the time. Doesn't care. So you can't stop the signal is the bottom line. You can't stop the signal. You can steal the logo. You can steal the name. You can try to do any of that. It's lame. It's pathetic. It won't work. It absolutely won't work. And I'm very proud that over the last few years when and it's not that Alex's arm has run out of strength, when Alex is like dragged off of the mound by these lawfare bastards that he has to spend so much time in court or dealing with these hassles, and I get to come in, you know, out in the bullpen, far relief, maybe play every other week, and I get to come in and throw two or three batters. It's a very proud day for me, and I can't even imagine the pressure that has been on this man for years now, and the lies that are told about him, and now they're going to use representations of his own self to say, oh, we're going to share the money, you know, with the families. And it's all such BS. It would have maybe worked 20 or 30 years ago. It definitely doesn't work in 2026. So it actually is probably going to be, another level up for Alex Jones because he's taken all the slings and arrows. He's taken all the shots and he's still standing. And the fact that I can sit here in for him, it's a proud, proud day. And I'll be back in a minute.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago. CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Hi. That's very real. What's going on? You know, with this situation with Alex, and it's not only Alex. There are people that have stuck with Alex for many years, dragged through the broken glass with him, and there's people that you know, that have been with him and are right now not with him, but I mean, that are still, like, in my mind, part of the team. Not everybody has the same endurance, and it's not an easy row to hoe because of what's been going on. But, you know, at the end, the signal can't be killed, and the message will continue. And these lame things like trying to parody it, it's not going to work. Anyway, switching gears and going back to what I had prepared, I sent some images that are numbered. Like, they're mostly maps today, because I want to kind of pull back from all the you know, who said what. Trump said this. The Iranian said that. Will Vance go to Pakistan? You know, are we about to start the shooting phase again? That's all important, and I'm following it, like, you know, in granular detail, believe me. But I want to pull back just a little bit to get a greater overview of what I think is going on. And the way that I look at it, you know, I tend to really see things in maps. I'm a very visual map person. It's like, you know, like maps. Maps are my thing. It's like I can figure things out when I see maps. Most people couldn't tell you if, you know, Rhode Island is bigger than Alaska, unless they live in Rhode Island, maybe. But you know, it really matters. Scale matters. History matters. And I think that we're going into a new era, which just, you know, because I can't think of a better name, I'm calling the Great Energy World War. Because you can't just say World War III, World War IV, World War V, because some people will say, oh, well, Matt, World War III, that was the Cold War. So now we're in World War IV. Or maybe the GWAT, the Global War on Terror, maybe that was World War IV. So we're on World War V. So I'm throwing all that out and just saying we're in the energy world war. And energy covers a lot, obviously, you know, crude oil, refined products, liquid natural gas, everything that makes our world function today, even coal. I mean, coal isn't shipped much anymore, but I mean, anything that makes electricity and anything that makes power is part of the Great Energy World War. And this is really rewriting and redefining all the lines of what we thought were the existing paradigms. Not, you know, and I'll give you just the great example. The United States Navy, I'm sure of this, and I can make the case anywhere, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Well, that was paid for mainly by our ally, Germany, our NATO ally, Germany. But it was providing much more inexpensive natural gas to Europe than could be provided any other way. But we didn't want Russia and Germany really being just a manifold for all of Europe, because that's where the Nord Stream pipeline, you know, came in, was in Germany, but it would then feed all of Europe. We didn't want Europe to have a successful economy, you know, continue to be a powerful, you know, the Euro state, if it meant that they were going to be relying on Russian natural gas. So we destroyed that pipeline. Biden bragged about it. There's videos of him. You know, yeah, we'll destroy it. We can destroy it. And we did. So why would we do that to our ally? Well, because our ally was getting too cozy with an enemy, Russia. Okay, so that's one of the first big shots in this energy war. The big energy war that we're in now is clearly the Strait of Hormuz, because 20% of the world's gas and oil comes out of there, and at least 20%, and more than that of fertilizer. So when I say energy, I'm considering energy to be a function of food, which on the side wraps in fertilizer and other things. But energy is required to make fertilizer. It's the Bosch process where you use nitrogen and power and create fertilizer. So energy essentially equals food. In the, you know, many decades ago, before all the climate stuff, what was then called the Green Revolution meant we can now get two or three times the yield out of an acre by using modern processes. We have diesel fuel to run giant combines. We have much better seed technology. This is even before Monsanto Franken seeds. We have much better seed technology, and we have fertilizer and pesticides. So we can get two or three times the yield out of an acre. And this will allow the planet to feed many more people. So now we have, what, 8 billion people on the planet? But the 8 billion people are being fed by, using the old expression, green revolution technology, which means if you cut that off, if you take away the diesel for the combine harvester, if you take away the fertilizer, and you take away the pesticides, and I'm not a big fan of pesticides, but we've grown into a you know, mega industrial agriculture model. You know, this is not like, you know, Farmer Brown anymore. We're talking 10,000 acres of soybeans. When these things are pulled out, the yield is going to go down, you know, a third, a half, two thirds. Well, the planet has been existing under the existing model, 8 billion people being fed. They rely on all of these things that are sent by ship from country to country. That's you know, the diesel, the fertilizer, the natural gas to make fertilizer. You pull these things out, people are going to starve. So I call it the Great Energy World War. Michael Yon just out and out says this is part of the depopulation agenda. You know, the elites in charge, bottom line, they think there's too many of us peons, and they want to mow the grass and cull the field and just get rid of a bunch of us. And so we're being corralled into this, you know, like sheep or cattle going into a sheep dip. We're being corralled into this hysteria of the Strait of Hormuz. Which side are you on? What, do you want Iran to have nuclear weapons? Are you supporting these mullahs? We're just being led like sheep into these paradigms. But at the end of the day, all of these choke points, and if you can put up, I don't know if you have these things available, but then my number one, the choke point maps. If you control these choke points, there you can see like there's 8 major choke points, and 2 of them are right next to each other. Actually, 3: the Suez Canal, the Strait of Hormuz, and the Red Sea, all very close. We're now in an era where any second tier country like the Houthis can block off the Red Sea, and people are bragging now. Well, Matt, look at this. Now that the Strait of Hormuz is closed, all of these tankers are coming to America. It's going to be great for us because they've all got to come to America. But people don't realize it. It's like, I think most people can't even get really to a high first order thinking level. Forget second level or third level. They just don't get there. They're saying this is a victory because more tankers are coming to Texas and Louisiana. And number one, that's going to drive our prices up because the demand on the fuel, you know, at the Gulf of Mexico, America, so, you know, whatever it's called now, is going to, you know, it's going to put more higher prices on American pumps. It's absolutely destroying our allies, you know, that depend on the fuel from the Persian Gulf. But we're in the end going to essentially be putting tourniquets on our limbs. The just-in-time free sea power paradigm of the last century has been first Britain, then America, Pax Americana, the American Navy. Anybody can go anywhere. Just get on a ship and go. No problem. Everything is fungible. A ship from China, a ship from Argentina, go where you like. Nobody's hassling you. Now, with what we've done after February 28th, we're now in a battle over these choke points. And these same dimwits on our, you know, ostensibly on our side are saying, yeah, Matt, Iran's got one choke point, the Strait of Hormuz, but we've got like 4 choke points. We kicked the Chinese out of Panama, and we control, you know, the Strait of Gibraltar and Strait of Malacca. So we're winning. This is like saying somebody put a tourniquet on my ankle and I'm limping. So I'll put a tourniquet on my other leg and my arm and my other arm. In economics, they call it the velocity of money. I don't know what they call it in trade, the freedom of trade. This is like the blood pressure. This is the pulse. This is the respiration of the planet that feeds 8 billion people. It's that free trade. We're now going into an era where we're going to be continually restricting these and cutting them off and slowing them. You know, anybody now, the Houthis, America and Panama, anybody can restrict the flow. That's easy. So we, you know, we are kicking China out of Panama. Yay, we're kicking China out of Panama. So what's China doing? All the Panamanian flagged ships, of which there are many, are now being hassled going into Asia. This is not like a zero-sum game, like, you know, oh, we're just playing cards and who's got the next card. The entire planet is having its oxygen cut off. We don't understand. This is what we've been depending on, is this free trade. You know, that map that's up now, the red line shows 1,000 kilometers from Iranian territory. You'll notice it goes all the way up into the Mediterranean, like Cyprus. That's where our American ships were staying in order to stay out of Iranian missile range, both anti-ship guided missiles, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Well, if you take that same red line and you put it around Asia, Luzon, the main island of the Philippines, Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, they're all inside of that line. That's the where the U.S. Navy can't help you not line. All right, that's the U.S. Navy ain't going to come for you line. This is a huge paradigm shift in the world. Going back 500 years, and if you can put up, it's like the map number 2, the colonial era sea power map. If you go back 500 years, the Europeans were the first area, the first people that figured out how to get ships across an ocean with power. It actually was the Vikings, before we even had cannons. The Vikings figured out how to get all the way, you know, across the Atlantic, take over whatever they wanted in Britain, Ireland, France. They went all the way up rivers, deep into Russia. Vikings actually met each other, like in the Black Sea and Mediterranean. Vikings from Sweden that had gone all the way around Russia and down the Volga met Vikings from Denmark that had come all the way through the Mediterranean. That was sea power in like the 9th to the 10th century. When Europeans figured out cannons and gunpowder, it really went up a level. And that's when the Europeans could essentially go anywhere on the planet. They had these fantastic square riggers, you know, with 40 cannons on them, roll up to any little third world town and say, we want to do business with you, and here's the deal. You sign here, or we're just going to blow the shit out of your town. That was the basis of Western dominance of the economies of the world for 500 years. That lasted for 500 years. If you've got number 3 ready, it's the black ships of Matthew Perry's Japan fleet. When finally, America was getting on the scene. This is in the middle of the 19th century. Japan and China were two countries that were like, no, you can't just roll up to, we're not like, you know, Indonesia or the Philippines. You can't just roll up here with a ship and aim some cannons at us. We're much bigger than that. So Japan and China held out much longer. That's number 3, it says the black ships. Anyway, In 1853, the United States sent a diplomatic mission armed with cannons, and they said, you know, Japan, you're a hard case. You guys don't just want to stay out of the world. You know, you don't want to trade with the West. Well, here's the deal: you're going to trade with us, or we've got cannons that you don't have. It was, you know, pretty standard. It wasn't just America. That was Germany, the Brits, even, you know. Then, so we opened Japan, and it was probably good for them. There's an excellent Tom Cruise movie. I think it's excellent in many ways. What's it called? The Samurai movie. But yeah, Japan was a quick study. They learned fast, and they, you know, in 50 years they had ships that were as good as any European ships. In fact, by 1905, I think they beat the Russians at a major sea battle. The Russians came all the way around, and the Japanese beat them. So the Japanese were very fast studies. Now, China, much bigger country, that was called the Century of Humiliation in China. We actually had not only American, but British. We had gunboats sailing up and down the Yangtze River. A really excellent movie called The Sand Pebbles. I don't know if you have that clip for B-roll, but I highly recommend the movie The Sand Pebbles. The U.S. Navy actually had what they called the Asiatic Fleet, and the Asiatic Fleet had gunboats. Some of these were just like, you know, taken over from Spain after we beat the Spanish in the 1898 Spanish-American War. So we had British and American ships patrolling the Yangtze River. Imagine, you know, Klingons or some aliens sailing all the way up the Mississippi and the Ohio River and the Missouri River, you know, saying, do what we want or we're going to hit you with cannon fire, right? That was the American appeal to China for, you know, for like 50 years from the 1870s to the 1920s. We're here. We have better cannons. So do what we tell you or else. So this is a fantastic movie. In this scene, the Chinese in the 1920s are just finally getting their act back together and feeling like, you know, that we're done with the humiliation being dominated by the Europeans and Americans. So in this, you have these sampans or junks. They're tied all the way across the Yangtze River to prevent this American gunboat from escaping. That's the scene. So I can't recommend the movie enough, The Sand Pebbles with Steve McQueen. But eventually, we can't go there anymore. You know, we can't extend our power up the Yangtze River. That's done, right? That's over. We can still patrol their coasts with battleships. You know, we can still have sea battles, you know, in the Atlantic or the Pacific, you know, World War I, World War II. But the American and British are no longer going to patrol deep into Africa, deep into Asia, because the guns that they had and the organization that they had could preclude us from doing it. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now. If you look at the map today of the Persian Gulf, we can't even go into the Persian Gulf. We had a U.S. naval base in Bahrain, right in the middle of the Persian Gulf, across from Iran. Bases in Kuwait, bases in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, all of our ships, are now out of the Persian Gulf. This is like the this is like the Yangtze River of 2026, and it's ironic because that period of the Asiatic Fleet, you know, the Yangtze River gunboats, was exactly 100 years ago, 1926. So in 2026, our gunboats, destroyers, can't go in to the Persian Gulf anymore. They can't do it. To try to run past the Strait of Hormuz would be a suicide dash. This is why our blockade goes between the, you know, at best, between the border of Pakistan and Iran, where you see that little orange shaded area is, between the Pakistan Iran border on the north and the tip of Oman in the south. That's as close as our Navy will get. So we managed to heroically and gloriously fire 5-inch shells at an unarmed cargo ship yesterday. This is not exactly, this is not exactly the, a World War II battle, like the Battle of Leyte Gulf, right? With battleships, cruisers, and destroyers slugging it out at point blank. This is not that. This is an American destroyer in communication with Washington, probably Trump on the other end, being ordered to fire into an unarmed tanker or cargo ship, not even a big one, under 1,000 feet. And that's as close as our Navy can get to Iran, because Iranians can bite back now. They have anti-ship cruise missiles. They have, they have drones. They can lay sea mines all day long. It's not as if there were mines like some kind of World War I prong mines on a chain in the Strait of Hormuz. This is a different era. Remember, the Iranians invented the entire class of drones that are roughly called the Shahed drones, or in Russia, the Jiran drones. We didn't invent them. Russia didn't invent them. Iran invented them. So do you really think that Iranians haven't figured out how to block the Strait of Hormuz no matter what we do? And there's a reason why our Navy will stay, 600 kilometers, 400 miles from the Strait of Hormuz. And that's only during a ceasefire. That's while there's a ceasefire. If the ceasefire is totally broken and we go back to shooting, our Navy's going to haul ass right back past 1,000 kilometers. And you don't think the rest of the world hasn't watched this and thought, well, Matt, that means Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Luzon and the Philippines, they're all in range. How about Australia, New Zealand? They can't get fuel. Most of our allies are island nations. Iran is directly connected to China and Russia. There, Kazakhstan is a huge country just above Iran to the northeast, is now saying we're not gonna work with the West anymore. We're gonna work with China and Russia. So our sea power is diminishing in influence. Our ships can't even get close enough anymore to dominate them. And now the rest of the world is saying, why should we be afraid of America? I think this is like the last gasp of America in terms of this imperial dominance by a sea power. But it remains to be seen. Anyway, thanks.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. You may not know that the vitamin B12 that's in that formula, which is methylcobalamin, you may not know this, but that ingredient alone is crazy expensive. I think the last time I looked at the pricing of vitamin B12, it was something like $10,000 per kilogram. I mean, it's insanely expensive. And so the fact that you can get a bottle of this for, what is it, like $22 on the alexjonesstore.com, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they're able to get to these prices. They've also got TMG in there. They've got CoQ10 in there. They've got vitamin B6 and so on. Also another form of folate in the same formula. The Ultra Methylene Red. And it's sweetened by stevia. So stevia, which is great. It's a natural leaf, sweet leaf sweetener. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultra Methylene Red.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.